USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News, this is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.